When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, buddy, hour four, G-Bag Nation. We're live at the Globe. The Rangers toy drive is going on now, and it continues until 7 o'clock. Bring an unwrapped toy worth $15 or more here, and you'll get a Rangers ticket. You get autographs. Mike Bassick's going to join us coming up at 5:30 here live on set. Talk about a very eventful 24 hours for your Texas Rangers. They got some players, some new ones, and a big one back, and we're excited to talk about Mike with that here coming up in about 25 minutes. It's time now, though, for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's the Chief.
Got your stat of the day here. Win-loss records through their first 127 starts, regular season and playoffs included. Patrick Mahomes, 101-26. Wow. Tom Brady, 127.
Woo.
So Mahomes, one more win, future GOAT, than Brady through his first 127 starts, playoffs included. Okay, now let's take a look at some other things around the NFL here. Houston Texans fans, this is going to be a bit of a bummer, but your stud DB, Jalen Pitre.
Good player.
He's going to be out for the rest of the season, torn pectoral.
That's a tough one for them. He does so much on that defense. He's a guy that, as a safety, he can play some corner, nickel slot corner, drop back for him. That's a big loss for Houston.
Turnover guy.
Yep.
Tua is not going to get Joe Burrowed or Patrick Mahomes.
We got armed guards.
His house is not going to get burglarized.
An alligator with a moat.
Let's go.
Yeah, apparently in his presser today when asked about it, on the heels of Joe Burrow now being added to the list of big-name players across the league who have had their house burglarized this season, Tua said, just let that be known, they are armed. He has guards at his house. He's like, they're armed. I hope if you decide to go to my house, you think twice.
Yeah.
So he's taking a page out of the book. He's spending a milli. To make sure that the house, the wife, the kids, everybody's safe when Papa goes on a business trip. Now, his head coach, Mike McDaniel, just got a 4-year extension before the season started. Mm-hmm. But I saw in the Graziano and Jeremy Fowler ESPN NFL Insider report, people are keeping an eye on Mike McDaniel as being a guy that could be one of the surprise head coach firings. If this Dolphins season really starts to slip here at some point, because they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They still have a chance. They actually have a big one in Houston versus the Texans this week. They almost basically have to win out. But if they kind of tailspin here at the end, which has been the MO for Mike McDaniel and these Dolphins, you get into December, all of a sudden bad things starts to happen. So people are keeping tabs on Mike McDaniel's future, and that would be, I mean, he would be right there at the top of the list for teams looking for an offensive coordinator. That's for sure. Perhaps the Dallas Cowboys included. Maybe have a Mike and Mike head coach offensive coordinator situation.
McDaniel, that'd be lovely. The three mics. Yeah. I'll sign up.
It'd be fun.
Did you see what he did when he came into the media room today? Or maybe yesterday?
Yeah.
I think it was after the game when he just like told everyone to shush.
No. The thing about, he said they needed an air freshener in there.
Oh. He's been doing bits with the media.
He's like, he walked in, he goes, we need an air freshener in this room. And they were all like, are you saying we stink? And he goes, no, it just smells really stale in here right now.
Yeah. You know, I think he's won some games. Hasn't he won 4 or 5? The Dolphins.
Since Tua's gotten back, they've been humming.
So, and you look at their schedule, Texans, Niners, Browns, Jets, they could win three or four. I mean, I'll hope that Mike McDaniel becomes available and we could make something happen.
That'd be fun.
But I think he might have pulled it out of
the fire. I don't know. I think Chief wants him fired.
I get that feeling, too.
I kind of get this vibe looking at him right now that he's not very happy with Mike McDaniel right now coaching his Dolphins.
No, it's not that. I mean, it's been a little bit...
Are you tired of the bits?
It's been a little bit underwhelming. No, I'm not tired of the bits. I mean, I'm just really going off the report. It's surprising. I really didn't think to even consider it because he literally just got the extension like in August or in July.
Stephen Ross, one of the most wealthiest owners in the National Football League. I don't think a few million bother him.
No,
but
I agree.
Don't you think great coaches can have bad years?
Yes. I feel like you were still watching the same Dolphins offense since he like bursted onto the scene and everything was off, like awesome.
Wait,
and
it's like you're talking about Mike McCarthy. What are you doing?
Okay.
You
know, where's the counter?
So the creativity after the league has adjusted.
Yes, it's not quite there. And say what you want about them, they're on a nice roll. But what do? They go to Lambeau, quality team, cold weather environment, and they S the bet again.
Yeah, his record against winning teams has been really bad.
Part of that's the quarterback, but he was the one who clearly tied himself to Tua. They gave him the extension, so he wanted them, but there's a limit on what that head coach quarterback combo can probably accomplish.
Have ever been a really good cold weather team?
I'm sure there were some years where they were. I mean,
okay,
when Larry Zonka was
Shula,
there,
like Jim Kick, Bob Greasy, Paul Warfield.
Yeah, but
Larry Kuchenberg blocking for him a little bit.
I mean, they've been bad for 25 years.
I'm kind of thinking there's some games where the Dolphins really weren't very good in cold weather.
Right, and that's why that coach got fired, and they tried another guy, and he sucked, and they got fired, and then he sucked, and they got fired, and then all of a sudden now you're at Mike McDaniel.
Are you thinking
it's
his
better
offense
than
is
what
bad? Is that what you're saying?
It's not bad. It's not bad, don't get me wrong, but it's similar to the Cowboys from last year. You can score a bunch of points against bad teams. Mm. All of a sudden you get a quality playoff opponent, home or on the road, and all of a sudden now you're scratching and clawing to get to 20 points. And that's tough. So, and clearly it's enough to where even Stephen Ross, the owner, who just gave him the 4-year extendo, might be willing to punt on him if they can't get this thing figured out here to close out the season.
God, I hope my guy Chris Greer's okay down there.
I mean, he's part of the problem, that general
manager.
You
know what? You might be right. Chris has been down there a long time.
He has.
Now, the upcoming opponent for the Cowboys, of course, is the Panthers. They lose to the Eagles on Sunday. It was a nail-biter finish. They really should have won because the rookie, Xavier Leggett, had the ball right there in the breadbasket at the goal line. And
okay, we've got the audio for this.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yeah.
You sent this too?
Yeah. This is pretty awesome. You have Xavier Leggett sitting down on the St. Brown podcast with Amon-Ra and his brother Equanimeous, a couple of wide receivers chopping it up, and this on the heels of him basically dropping the ball and losing the game for the Panthers. And listen to this interaction here in regards to it.
Bro, I was rooting for the Panthers so hard. This is the craziest part. I'm over here on a flight back to Detroit because I was in L.A. I'm like, can you guys please put this Eagles game on? I'm like, just win. Please just win. Like, everything was like, I feel like nothing was going right for the Eagles. And then y'all started coming. I'm like, this is it. Like, Panthers about to do it. And y'all.
Nah, it ain't y'all, man. It was me, man.
I'm playing.
I canceled every plan I had after that. I was supposed to go to the Rod Wave concert cup. As soon as I got in the locker room, I texted the boy like, "Hey, cancel the suite." I ain't trying to go no more, man.
Cancel this.
You said it wasn't y'all, man. It was me.
So, shout out to Xavier Leggett there taking ownership. Like, no, this wasn't us as a team losing. This was me dropping the ball for my squad. And then he was supposed to go to a Rod Wave concert, and he gets to the locker room, and he's like, forget all that, dude. I just got to go home and stew in this right now. I'm too ticked off. I totally understand it. Now, we have a couple of guys that need to be shouted out.
Okay.
Salute. We have local legends. The NFL Ironman right now, 446 consecutive snaps being played for Max Crosby of the Raiders.
Heck yes.
Longest streak by a defensive lineman in the history of the next-gen stats, 2016 is when that came about.
Okay.
So this dude,
Jim Marshall, I think, held a record for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know what the all-time record is, but you're approaching 500 consecutive snaps played for Max Crosby with the Raiders right now. And
that was number of games. Jim Marshall was number of games.
Oh, games. Yeah, no, this is just – this dude's never coming off the field. And you pretty much never see that when it comes to a defensive lineman. These guys are always rotating in and out.
500 snaps in a row?
It's 446 right now for him.
Oh.
So, Colleyville's own super beast.
Calais Campbell did 213. Kevin Carter, 224. Jared Allen did 187. Alan Page, 218. This is virtually unheard of. Yeah. I mean, only five guys over 180 of them.
You know who's got the record? It's a lineman. Joe Thomas.
Oh, offensive line?
10,363 consecutive snaps until he tore his triceps in 2017.
Wow. Jesus.
That is nuts.
But a defensive line, it's like you got to explode. You know, you can't just be like, oh, I'm shuffling my feet and standing up in front of you. And I always
dude's
remember
falling
Jerry
around your knees.
I remember Jerry Jones saying, a good defensive lineman only can really attack 100% 12 times a game. After that, they're spent. So you got to be a rare dude.
Oh, man. He's a beast.
That's like Dennis Rodman like endurance.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. And then also just like being able to stay healthy enough to do it, like not getting hurt in the meantime.
Yeah,
and still being one of the best players out there. You know, so like all of it, just very impressive with Max Crosby. And then Rockwall's own Jackson Smith and Jigba, Wolchuk's favorite wide receiver in the draft a few years ago. He's the slottiest guy in the league right now.
Very slotty.
767 receiving yards out of the slot for JSN, and that leads the league. And the next best player in this category is the rookie Ladd McConkey, but JSN has him by over 200 yards. So out of the slot, you're talking about JSN being the most prolific this year. So kudos to him for that.
Could use one of those coming up in this draft.
It's where he's at his best, definitely, which is with Jackson Smith and Jigba. And he really is having a breakout season.
We had a breakout night for Ja'Marr Chase, of course, at AT&T Stadium. Broadus gave us some of the numbers yesterday on what he did individually to each corner, just really tearing them all up. Yeah. And I went after Diggs a little bit. And maybe I have some regrets about it, but not really. The average separation, though, is where I wanted to get into. Because it wasn't just like Ja'Marr Chase is beating people.
No.
It's like some of these are tough grabs. Hey, Bland, you're right there.
Yeah.
Chase is just better than you. Yeah. It felt like half the time when Trayvon Diggs was being completed on to Chase, it was like, where is Diggs? What is he even doing here? He just gave up 13 yards on a critical second and long, and now it's third and short, and we're bleeped. Thanks, Diggs.
Take a side swipe at Diggs.
Well, the average separation in the game, Deron Bland was just under 2 yards, average separation there, Ja'Marr Chase on him. For Jordan Lewis, it was 2.8. But for Trayvon Diggs, it was 3.1 yards of average separation, Ja'Marr Chase versus Trayvon Diggs. So he was cooking him. It was like, Diggs, you don't have a chance. Other than the one incompletion that you forced, you weren't even competitive on these opportunities. So that's a little bit of just like inside the numbers here. Deron Bland definitely got torched. But on more often than not, he was at least right there trying to make a competitive play. Diggs was sleepwalking through that. Please don't have any ball sacks when it comes to the health concerns of individuals.
Oh, I know.
This Randy Moss thing?
Yeah. And I saw a lot of people going with this. I believed it, too.
I know. I saw your...
There's like, oh, my
was
God.
Was it the Larry Fitzgerald thing?
Larry Fitzgerald said it. I mean, there was like... I know Favre came out and said something. Like, we had NFL players that I figured, hell, maybe they've talked to Randy, and they know this is the case.
And it's all false?
His son is saying it's not true.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, Thaddeus Moss, LSU Tiger.
Yeah, tied in. Good player.
The support is appreciated, but this is not true. My father has not addressed the world yet about what is going on, and there is a reason it is being kept private.
Hmm. Okay.
So maybe it's not 100%. Maybe this is just, hey, we want to kind of get this news out on our own terms.
Yeah.
But we kind of have to slow down a little bit on what it is because Larry Fitzgerald did say that it was liver cancer.
Larry Fitzgerald Sr., by the way.
Larry Fitzgerald
Sr.
Oh, Sr.
Yeah,
long-time writer.
Yeah, and his tweet was, I'm hearing that Randy Moss has, and then he put it on the tweet. I'm like, damn, you're hearing it, bro? You got to get that confirmed, fam.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's a little wild there.
A lot of people are concerned for Randy Moss. It's a huge story, you know, and something's wrong. You know, with the liver, but it could be a lot of different things.
And then we'll close it down here with a John Gruden special, Week 14 individuals that got John Gruden feeling nicey.
You know what gets me really excited? I mean really excited. Dominant performances. Dominant coaching performances. It's got me feeling really nice. Guys like Sam Darnold, 78%, 347 yards, 5 touchdowns. Go, baby! Keep shredding, Sam!
It's the music, man. The production value on it.
Puka Nacua, Los Angeles Rams. 12 catches, 162 yards, a touchdown. He carries 5 times, 16 yards, and a touchdown. You better get some secondary help. Keep it going. Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's his guy.
9 straight AFC Western championships. How many clutch victories do you need to see? Way to go, Big Red. Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions. They're 12-1. He went for it 5 times in 1 game. Converted 4 of them. He trusts his players.
Thank you, John Gruden.
Wow, that is something. I don't think you should go back to coaching or anything else.
I hope not. He's a content machine.
Wow.
I love him.
I don't think he'll ever get another head coaching job, but if I coached him, I'm so like, dude, okay, along with the contract, you're doing this for all of our big plays, and we're going to start every Tuesday meeting with this
or Wednesday meeting with this. A Hall of Fame broadcast career, content creator career.
Yes.
He did Monday Night Football for like nine years, didn't he?
How many likes and plays is he getting from this kind of stuff? It must just be insane.
Yeah, he's crushing. Well, there were people concerned just based on the way he looks right now. Yeah. He might be spending a lot of time with Chris DeForest, our old buddy in Miami.
I don't know that reference. Conor McGregor getting maybe in on that Johnny Football.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he I was kind of
the energy, the sweat, the eyes.
No, that's him.
Gruden liked to party,
but that is kind of him.
That's him. I swear to God, that's him. It's in all the good and bad of him. That's him.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Globe here. Rangers Toy Drive runs till 7 o'clock, hosted by John and Jacqueline Gray, benefiting Mission Arlington, Mission Metroplex. And all you have to do is bring an unwrapped toy worth about $15 to the front door, and they'll let you in, and you'll get some autographs and maybe swing by the broadcast position, say what's up to us. The Expressway is coming up next. Everything that's been breaking over the broadcast afternoon. And Mike Bassick's joining you coming up at 5:30 to talk about the flurry of Ranger moves that we're celebrating. That's coming up next in the Nation.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We're live at the Rangers Toy Drive here at the Globe.
and it's open till 7 o'clock. Mike Bassett is going to join us and talk about what has been a flurry of Rangers moves. Fans attending the Joy Drive parking lot B enter through the Grand Slam team store here on the north side. There's a lot of fun waiting inside. Donate a toy, get a ticket to a 2025 Rangers game. Okay, this is the 5 o'clock football hour, Walchuck.
Where B-Dubs is football.
Yes.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
And this segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The expressway itself is brought to you by the on-time experts. Let's see how many of these stories I can get through here as Mike Bassick sitting down with us now. And we're going to get his thoughts on the Rangers here in just a second. But there we go. Belichick finalizing his deal to be the coach at UNC, guys. Do you think he's going to have success there? Is Belichick going to be in the playoff?
Gosh.
Are you crazy?
The ACC, you would say, is wide open. Is that Clemson was a pretty good team this year. SMU took advantage of their schedule, and they're in. Because I had this question today, and I'll ask this maybe to you two guys. Who do you think over the next 5 years is going to be a better team in the ACC, SMU or North Carolina?
I leaned SMU, but I am interested to see what Bill Belichick could do. I mean, if they're really going to go from a $5 million NIL budget to a $20 million NIL budget, would have them right there with Clemson. They'd actually have $5 million more than what Clemson was working with this past year. He's going to have all the resources, plus he's got the ability to be, hey, 6 Super Bowls. You know how you win in the NFL? I can teach you. You want to get to the NFL? I know exactly what you need to do. There are a lot of pluses and a lot of sells here for North Carolina. I think I'd lean the Tar Heels.
It's SMU. He's in a better hot spot of players, Rhett Lashley, in Texas. North Carolina, yeah, he's going to have to. He's battling Georgia. He's battling Clemson. He's battling Florida State. He's battling all these teams.
South Carolina.
On that Atlantic coast. You know, he the hotbed of college football, maybe in for that part of the country, Virginia, that Newport News, all that area, you know, where Michael Vick came from and all. Maryland, maybe a little bit. But he's battling a lot of schools. Yeah, you're battling schools in Texas. But, man, the Texas high school football, the state. I mean, Rhett Lashley can just recruit the state of Texas. And maybe he's not going to get the guys that Texas gets or Texas A&M. But his recruiting class this year finished in the top 30.
Yeah, it did.
I'm going to say next year that's going to be probably – and they're going to get some NIL money. And, they're, you know, the location of the school in Dallas, the coaching staff winning – I think SMU is the sleeping giant here when it comes to this.
It's exciting to be, you know, talking about Belichick visiting Mockingbird here in the not too distant future, though.
Yeah. Are Cowboy fans upset over this? Did Cowboy fans think Belichick was going to be the next head coach, and are Cowboy fans going, he's off the board now?
That's a good question for the text if you want to fire in on that.
Yeah, I think Stephen Jones and Will McClay are probably happy that's not happening. Because he's going to come in and like Eric talked about, the 450-page manual of, like, this is the way we operate. You know, it's like, oh, okay, great, yeah, sure.
The NFL is going to mull replay for face mask penalties. Obviously, the big deal Monday night there with Burrow.
It's happened more than it happened. Bucky Irving got face masked in the Tampa game. This happened a lot. I think that's why the league is going to do this, because they've had 4 or 5 of these that have gone completely uncalled.
Let me ask you this. John Fossil talking about the punt last night, he said this was not a failed play. It was an unfortunate bounce, and there's a lot of volatility in special teams over the years. Is that like Matt Eberflus, you know, talking about the last play of the Bears game that got him fired, or do you think Fossil has a leg to stand on here?
I would look at it and say this. I get it. It's happening in half of a second for you on the field. But if you prepare well before the game, if you prepare well during the week, if you prepare well in training camp, spring training, then those things become second nature and you know to get out of the way. Now, I know he wasn't in training camp for you, and there's a little bit of – but if you prepare well when these split-second decisions have to be made, you go into your brain and it'll quickly make the right decision. If you don't prepare well, your brain will make the wrong decision.
That's the way I see it, too.
I agree. I think, again, it speaks to really just lack of accountability with this entire organization. Like, human nature, I totally understand. In the moment, you're not sure what exactly happened. Grab the ball. Go for the football. And I think AO was saying that today. There's a part of me that feels bad for him in that sense. But if every single person, and I get it, maybe Cowboy fans, we've grown up with the Leon Lett play, so we're a little bit more aware of it. But in that crowd, and everybody in the Miller Lite Field Club with us was like, oh, no, he touched the ball. Dude, he's making a living in the NFL playing special teams. He's bounced around the league. That's his only way to really be able to stay on rosters. It's not the first time he's been on a special teams unit. You've got to know better, and you need to take responsibility. And you know what? Your special teams coach needs to take responsibility as well, because this isn't the first time they've had a mental lapse when it comes to special team stuff. They've done some great things with returns, with blocks, but there's been a lot of penalties as well and bonehead mistakes here.
To that point, he said that he spoke with AO, and he says, are you good? And AO's like, yeah, I'm good. I know it wasn't my fault. You know?
I know it wasn't my fault?
Yeah, it wasn't my fault. I was just out there reacting.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's the lack of accountability that Wolchuk was mentioning.
Like, it's okay. We all make mistakes.
Yeah. Just own it.
In life in general, on the radio, we all make mistakes. And football players are going to make mistakes, and you have to live with them and move on. But if you're like, I didn't make a mistake, because I want to know from him, was he like, no, my hands are good. I believe in myself that I can get this ball bouncing around. I thought I could. I didn't do it this time, but I believe in myself that I'm going to cradle that ball and get it every time. Or I made a mistake. I should have got out of the way and not touched the ball. Which one is it? But who was it?
C.J. Goodwin?
Goodwin just stepped in. We're not. No, you know what? He got paid $100,000 to play football tonight.
Yeah.
He can answer a question. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay, CJ. Like, when people say, "Why that Cowboys media is really tough here." I've been in the New York Mets. There's no way that anybody was going to stand in the way of those media members getting to whoever they wanted to get to.
Wow. Jimmy Butler on the Heat says he actually likes it when the trade rumor mill is flying around him. He's just a different kind of guy. But Eric Chiafalo had back in the rim session at 2:40, really interesting trade news that the Mavs are the betting favorite to land Herb Jones off the Pelicans, right? I got that right?
Yes, from Bovada. +350, Mavs are the odds-on favorite to get Herb Jones. I don't know how realistic that actually is, but in terms of an ideal fit for this team, that would be pretty awesome. And the financials are, I mean, he's only making $13 million this year, and you have him under contract for the next 3 years. So, but what do the Pelicans want in return? Is it Omax and Hardy and Kleba to make the money work? Do they want Gafford? Like, I think that's the real question, because I'm willing to punt on all those guys I mentioned except for perhaps Gafford. I don't know if I want to do that.
I'm not putting on Gafford unless I'm getting like what would be considered an all-star player, like a true third guy to make a
in a Brandon Ingram trade, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah. Especially with Hartenstein and OKC. My goodness, you're going to need Gafford and Lively and PJ and all that. Okay. Rangers today, we're busy. You know, late last night on the show, we got the Eovaldi news, and then we got the Jake Berger news, and then before today's show, they announced they've come to terms with right-handed pitcher Jacob Webb. 1 year deal. He was with Baltimore last year, right, Mike?
Yeah, I looked at his Baseball Savant page. If you're listening right now and you're like, how do you know this stuff? I don't think I followed Jacob Webb or started watching hours of film of him today. I go to Baseball Savant. He'll tell me his average fastball, what they hit against it, what he throws. He's a fastball sweeper, changeup guy. His changeup was dominant last year. He's a solid reliever. To me, he helps you out in the seventh inning. The Rangers still need an eighth inning and a ninth inning guy. I'm really hoping to get Kirby Yates back. I know that they got him on a special deal last year, projected to get a 1 to 2 year deal around $12 to $15 million per year. I'd really like to get him back, but I know that the Rangers have a limited budget. Then does that mean do you need to move some people to open up, a few more dollars? I like that they got him. I love that they got Nathan Eovaldi back. I think that Berger is going to help him out tremendously, as you guys talked about and we talked about. Your DH position last year was arguably the worst in all of baseball. In 162 games, you had 14 home runs and had a 585 OPS. Okay. I looked this up on the plane at the end of the year. Teams like the Colorado Rockies, when they had Mike Hampton and some other good hitting pitchers, they had some better numbers than this year's DH position from the Rangers.
Wow.
When Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin were together, you could look at different numbers and say they did a better job of getting on base in the DH spot this year. So there's been in the history of baseball in the last 20 years till they took out the DH, there's been certain pitching staffs that have had about the same numbers as the Rangers' DH position last year.
Are there options out there if they don't get Yates? You think they need two more?
I think the options would become trading options. Mm-hmm.
But I do think they need two more. I want to go with three veteran guys. Today, you got one in Webb. I need two more guys, and I'm going to be honest. I think they need to be better than Webb. Like, A.J. Minter would be a name I'm very interested in, but he's going to cost you good money. He's a lefty. And then Yates. If I got those three guys, I say, all right, I got three veteran guys I can rely on. Now, guys like Cole Wynn, Owen White, Walter Pennington, Jack Leiter, these guys, one or two of you guys, and probably two, I'm hoping step up and are able to help me out in the sixth and seventh inning, but I got three veteran guys to help me out. And then I got to have young, somewhat league minimum guys to fill in the roles. And then I think it's a 50-50 coin flip. Josh Boers is signing right now. I love him to death for what he did, but he's coming off of a shoulder injury now that he just had surgery on, and they're hoping to get him back, I'm going to guess, in June-ish.
Okay.
If everything works out well with his rehab. So you can't really count on Josh Boers with the shoulder injury. Like, he's going to come back and he's going to be great. It might take him time or a year or so to come back.
We had a fun time talking with Nathaniel Lowe about 45 minutes ago. What do you think the future holds for him?
I think he's going to be the first baseman for the Texas Rangers this year. I think at times he will DH. At times he'll get days off because Berger's a right-handed hitter, so you're facing a tough lefty. You can give him that day off. And it's a big year for him, and it's a big year for Adolis Garcia. I'm going to combine these two guys together. And this isn't a bad thing if you think about the history of sports. They're both free agents. So they are on the last year of their contract. They're both World Series champions. They're coming off both years that they'd probably say, hey, I can be better than that. So sometimes guys that are like, all right, I'm fighting for a lot of money, or I'm not going to get a lot of money, can sometimes have those career years. So I think for Adolis and Nate Lowe, I'd like to keep them. They are on contracts that they will get probably more money the next year. And those guys usually thrive under, you want a contract or do you not want a contract?
Yeah, that'll be very motivating and inspiring, I'm sure, to put in all the extra work. Now, if you do have the injury at third base with Josh Young that we've had the last couple of years, you put Josh Smith over there. Where's Berger fit in that equation? Is he satisfactory?
Well, I hope this doesn't happen, but I think you do have to look at this from a front office standpoint. You could have times, and this happened last year quite a bit, and it even happened the year before, where Corey Seager and Josh Young are both hurt at the same time. So I think Berger would play third base if also Corey Seager is out, because then Smith or Ezekiel Duran would do that. But you have Smith and Ezekiel Duran. I would say that Berger's your third defensive, like backup defensive third base option, but he does give you, like, you can do it. Don't maybe want to do it, but you can do it. He can go over there if you start really suffering injuries. But let's face it, you got to have Josh Young and Seager, because I just don't think that you can go through 2023 and kind of get as lucky as you did with guys filling in and putting up the numbers that they did through the injuries that you had.
LA Live's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We have a little bit of time to talk Mavs. What were your takeaways from the Thunder loss?
I thought the Thunder played great. You're probably not going to beat the Thunder if they play like that at home. Their defense was superb. Your taking care of the ball was not good. So both those things combined for a lot of turnovers when the game was a competitive game. At the end, you didn't turn the ball over, but the game got out of hand there the last 5-6 minutes. Luka had a horrible game, but he tried hard. I know this sounds weird. 95% of the time, if he tries hard, he's going to be great. He tried hard. He had a bad game. That's going to happen. I just need the engagement that Luka's having right now. So you lost. Okay, it happens. You're playing a great team. I think those two teams are on a collision course. I don't know if you heard Barkley at halftime, but he shunned the Mavs. He's like, yeah, the Mavs aren't a team in the NBA almost.
Wow.
And he's like, Oklahoma City's going to run away with this. They're going to be in the NBA Finals. Nobody can compete. And the Mavericks aren't even a competitor. It's the Phoenix Suns if they're healthy. And maybe wow. And I'm like, I think these two teams are on a collision course. I really do. I think they're the best two teams in the West. As long as both teams are healthy and the bracket sets up the right way, it'll be Oklahoma City versus Dallas in the conference finals.
Agreed. Man, Charles has had some whoppers over the year, but a team on an 8-game winning streak that was in the finals. just throwing them out without P.J. Washington last night. I mean,
yeah, he named Memphis as the wild card. Houston is probably too young to take out Oklahoma City. L.A. is old. Golden State's okay. And I'm like, literally it's 57-54 at halftime, and Luka has 2 points, and the Mavs have won, like you're talking about, 10 of 11 games.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, the Mavericks stink, because he made that proclamation at the start of the year, yep, and he's not going to back off of it, which is fine. He could be right.
That's what he does.
But you can adjust. It's okay. We sometimes have – people get mad at us for this, but sometimes we have opinions, and then we see things happen throughout a season or a game, and we go, all right, we need to adjust our opinion right now.
You get more information and knowledge, and it's okay to change.
Well, it was great to see you, man. Have an awesome night. There he is, Mike Bacsik, KMC Masterpiece, every day 10 to 2 right here on your home of the Rangers, the former Rangers left-hander. Shelling you out some great baseball wisdom there on a big day for the Texas Rangers, and they ain't done yet. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that Kirby Yates news, and hopefully we get that, real soon. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
Check, check one, check two. Gonna need a big check, check three. Gonna need an even bigger check, check four. You dig what I'm saying, dog? It's Christmas time, baby. All right, let's get into a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you swear. Fire up this phone.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
I struggle with conversation very bad now. If it's not about college football, I don't want to talk to you. I don't care. I'll walk away. I was at Starbucks when I was home, and this barista, this dude talked to me just too long every morning, you know? Just took it too far.
You know?
I thought he was gay and he was hitting on me, so I was cool with it, you know? A little coffee and a compliment, that's very sweet. I find out this dude's straight, and he's just trying to small talk, and I'm like, well, that's gay. Don't do that, you know? Like, right? Like, how's my day? What's your problem, motherfucker? What are your plans this evening? S***ing up a Starbucks. What about you? You know? Like...
It's butt naked Wednesday.
What? It's butt naked Wednesday.
I like the premise at the very beginning, bro. Hold on.
I struggle with conversation very bad now. If it's not about college football, I don't want to talk to you.
Not about college football, I don't talk to you. And this is LA Live for Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. It is a butt-naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu. I, too, was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. All that fly stuff. Peace to the gods and earths. And R.I.P. to the great Nikki Giovanni. She is now an ancestor. And I'm looking up at this television, and Doris Burke is on here. Did y'all know she dyed her hair?
I didn't. No. What is the color?
What she got going now?
It looks platinum blonde.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe she's like matching the platinum with the grays and just like, you know, I'm just go all the way with it.
Go with it.
She's on fire. Yeah, it's a good look. She's on fire up there. This is a Butt Naked Wednesday. It's midweek, and if it were up to me, tomorrow would be the last working day of the week. It would be. If it was up to me.
Let's go four.
Let's boycott Friday.
But I'm a dreamer. Yeah, let's do it, bro.
I'm a dreamer.
Hey, man, look, Walchuk said let's boycott. And then I'll be the only one to do it. And y'all
I'll be in this with you. If we're in this as a show, boys, we're not showing up Friday. Just don't tell the boss.
I'll be the only one.
And then Ross would be in there messing our ass up.
You guys would be telling the boss, well, I think he boycotted.
Brian would be the only one to show up.
Can't believe it.
He's not here. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. We do G-Bag of the Day every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you could follow us all. You can find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, oh, I love this one. It's an MLB insider, baseball insider, John Heyman. He hangs up on WFAN. He was on with the night host, Keith McPherson. Started a conversation. They were talking about Juan Soto and MLB free agencies and all that good stuff. Well, there was a joke that Mr. McPherson dropped on John Heyman that John Heyman was not a fan of. He felt insulted, okay? He basically said Heyman breaks his news because Heyman is on the agent's payroll.
What I think is, it just like how I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So one, it's a credit to your work, your following.
Yeah,
and how,
by the way, I won't be going out with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
That's okay.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious. Yeah.
John,
asking me if I'm getting a cut because I I have a relationship with an agent. That's outrageous. I know you're not a journalist. You don't know anything about this. I know you get you don't, but that's an outrageous comment.
It's Friday night at 8:30, John.
You should know that much.
And I am not taking this that serious.
Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your time. He's got to get to bed. I did not expect it to go that way.
What a troll.
He's got to get to bed.
I can't even believe it.
Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John.
That's so good. Big bro. Mad. That is so good. Yeah, my man was Big Mac, bro. That was hilarious.
I like it when he asked him, are you serious right now? It took him a half second. He was like, yes, I am serious.
Yeah, he thought about it. Like, do I want to crash on out? Yeah, we'll go ahead and crash on out.
All in. Haven't done this in a few years.
He said it's 8:30 on a Friday, bro. I'm not taking it that serious. This is so funny, man. All right, LA Live 105.3, The Fan. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday. I got that name from Erica Badu. She came up with it. It's not mine. I got a question for the Tolos that I asked on Facebook this morning about 9:10. You can follow me on Facebook, Lucius Alexander. What's the weirdest thing that gets you angry? That's why I played that clip in the beginning. This dude right here, not a fan of small talk.
Goodbye.
Sorry. That's not it.
This way. I struggle with conversation very bad now. If it's not about college football, I don't want to talk to you. I don't care. I'll walk away.
Yeah. Weirdest thing that gets you angry, fellas. What's the weirdest thing that gets you angry for? You don't go down this list of the Tolos.
People with no urgency in the self-checkout grocery line.
Oh, that's irritating.
I got me a new trick, though. At Target, on the other side of that is a little Pizza Hut station.
Yeah.
And there's a scanner there where you're just supposed to buy a pizza. I'll take my groceries over there.
Oh, yeah. Like going to the pharmacy or something with a whole lot of stuff?
But I swear, it doesn't matter how many items are in your cart. There's going to be four stations there. I could show up with a full cart and be the last person to show up, and I'm going to be done before somebody has scanned six items and paid for it. Swear to God. Give me 200 items. I'll do it faster than another person with six.
Well, you got the experience.
I do. And yeah.
You got the background here. You got an award.
But I also have a sense of responsibility towards my fellow man, and I think that's sorely lacking. I'm calling grocery stores out to go back to the old way. We got a lot of courtesy clerks that were put out of work.
Where are you standing behind these people? Like, are you huffing and puffing a little bit? Let them know you're kind of in a...
Yeah, man. I am going to get slapped so hard because I'll mumble things under my breath and sometimes I say those things too loud. So it's coming for me. There's going to be a right
there. Yeah. Pee, fool. It's a peach. Type in pee. Oh, my God.
Exactly. That's what's in my head. I yelled at Abby the other night on the way out. I said, I'm not coming back to this place until after the holidays.
Yeah.
I meant it.
Yeah. I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah.
Put my foot down. Question for the Tolos. Weirdest thing that gets you angry. I've got a Tolo that said, people being unnecessarily loud.
Man, they would have hated it in the press box.
Yeah.
I got two kids. I'm used to it.
They didn't want to be around Bobby Belt, I tell you what.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Bobby is loud.
After one sip of booze.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll take two shots two different type of liquors and he'll start talking to you about Emmitt Smith or something. I turn around and look behind me like, who the hell are you talking to, bro? You talking to me? Oh, okay, you yelling. You need to calm down.
I'm standing right next to you.
Yeah, what are you doing, bro? Weirdest thing that gets you angry. I got a Tolo that said, non-confrontational people. Gets this man angry.
Those confronters, that's their love language, like Parcells. Yeah. If you don't confront back, they're like, what the hell is this guy made of? You know?
I try to avoid it, if possible.
You just got to know who the confronters are in your life.
Sometimes it's like, it's time.
Stare them in the eye.
But most of the time, it's like, I'd rather just avoid this because it's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
In my life, I've noticed that the people that talk the most about confrontation will not really confrontate with you.
Yeah, sure. They don't stand on business.
Yeah, they don't. They talk a lot about what they did to other people, but as soon as you put them in the corner, they're like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just like to do it to other people. You're just mean. You're a bully.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing that gets you angry, seeing a Cybertruck in public.
That is weird. I will say one thing that annoys me is when you let somebody into the lane
or they're turning and you wait and they don't give you any type of wave back or like acknowledgement. It's like, well, screw you.
Yeah, it's just, I got one for you.
I'll follow you home if you don't wave at me.
Yeah.
I'll follow you all the way home shooting the peace sign. Hey, 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 here we go. There we go, brother. All right.
Yeah. Lucius, I can't. I have a problem when I go to a restaurant and the waitress or the waiter doesn't write down my order.
Yes.
You know, and I get it, man. I've been to some high-end steakhouses and people, they go right off the memory. But when you do that and you bring the food back around, you better not F up where to put those plates. You know what I'm saying? And don't come back and ask me how I wanted my steak.
You said you wanted sour cream, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I told you that four times already.
Exactly. You write it down.
Memory bank.
It's like okay, robot person. But that when I see somebody not write down my order and it's like a table of five or six of us, then I'm kind of like going, all right, you're on call right now.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. That's a good one. I'm not a fan of that, especially if I got like specialties to my order.
Can I please substitute or can I add, you know, this, that, or the other? And so I'm testing you, though. But if you bring it out and serve it all well, I'm like, okay, we're good.
You're right. You're right. Question for the Tolos. What is the weirdest thing that gets you angry? I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. Got answers like people that say dumb stuff on the radio. Gets this man angry.
I'm just trying to have an opinion.
Let's see what else. When people sit too close to me in situations where there's a lot of space.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That ran into me Saturday night at Spittles, and I need like readers or something. So when you get close, it like starts to hurt my eyes from that blurry feeling. So I'm like trying to take extra steps back. It was getting a little crowded. Good attendance there at that Spittle party.
Yeah, it was.
I apologize.
Will Chambers was close talking.
Yeah, he's gonna get real close to you.
Will will get up on your toes.
Hey, what's going on?
Will stand on your
you
toes.
You trying to kiss me right now?
Yeah. Why can I feel the prickles on your beard, bro?
Jeez. You need to get
off on the bourbon, damn it.
Yeah, what's going on? There was a dude that got real close to me while I was on the Stairmaster the other day at the gym. Whoa. There's four Stairmasters there.
Yeah.
I was on the furthest one, and there's three empty ones, right? He comes right next to me, and he gets on the Stairmaster, and I got so frustrated, I started like breathing out loud hard to maybe to get him out the way. Like, maybe, you know, it didn't work, but I tried. I did try.
Start swinging your arms, Lucius, where sweat flies off on him.
I thought about that.
Yeah, just kind of.
That's the kind of guy that likes that, though, man. He wants to be in the mix.
That's a good point.
Maybe he just wanted to talk college football with you, you know?
You don't talk about football. Let's see. What's the weirdest thing that gets you angry? Tolo said, seeing a man's butt crack.
Oh, man, I have a problem with that.
It's kind of just funny.
I think mine's always popping out there.
Yeah, I saw yours earlier.
But you do a nice job with, you know, not tucking your shirt in, you know, getting some good coverage. I have a problem.
You don't wear a belt, bro?
I haven't for a while.
Don't even wear a belt.
And I probably should. My wife calls me out for this a lot, and I think that it is an issue that I need to address, and I apologize.
You trust them pants for real.
I do, and I should.
Do belts make you angry?
They do.
Yeah.
What's Chafing. The weird? Sorry, what's the weird?
How about people that get up in an
Shut
airplane
up, Brian.
When the plane lands?
People that get up when the plane, but
plane lands, you're like in the back, you're like row 28, and they immediately stand up and stand in the aisle next to you as you're sitting there, and you're like, bro, you ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
Dude, that's the whole, that's my trigger place for sure. I should have thought of that first.
I put my head down, and I don't try and look, because I know somebody is going to stand up. As soon as that bell dings, they're going to stand up and grab something, or they're going to come from the front because they put luggage in the back.
Yeah.
So they're going to fight it upstream, you know, before the plane. And instead of just wait until everybody gets off the plane, get the bag, and get off.
Too much urgency, not enough respect for the common man. Mm-hmm. I like to sit aisle, and as soon as it dings, I just stand up and put one leg in.
Yeah.
And only once has somebody been like, no, I got to get to my wife. She's up there. Yeah. And I'm like, well, she's going to be waiting for you at the gate, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
Enjoy this time.
Yes.
This is you time.
Yeah. You know,
You're in a rush?
what are you insane?
Hey, bro.
You need to sit down and have some water.
We flew Frontier, and we made it. Joy.
Yeah. We made it. We landed. We're on the ground.
The altitude's get into your head, brother. Take a seat.
Weirdest thing that gets you angry, walking behind people that walk slow.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's tough. It's about, in a confined area where you're like, wow, I really have to, like, I'm trying to get around you. There's no width here. It's like a one-lane kind of hallway, if you will, and you're like, crap.
Do you say excuse me, though?
I just kind of get a little bit close. I just start riding their tail a little bit, and hopefully they throw that blinker on and move on over.
Okay, if you got a grocery cart and you got to stop in the aisle and you don't pull that thing all the way to the side, leaving a lane, you're like in the middle, maybe diagonally.
Yeah.
I'll just stand there like, holy crap, what is this person on?
Yeah.
Like, how could you be, you know, but I guess they just have like a nice carefree life.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, whatever. I'm here to enjoy myself. And
that's weird.
I don't know.
That's
they weird. Don't know that I'm, you know, we got stuff to do. I got places to be.
Amen, dude.
Weirdest thing that gets you angry, video calling me without a heads up. You ever got those on your Instagram where somebody starts calling you all of a sudden?
Yes.
And they want a video chat?
Facebook friends with a lot of Tolos. Yeah, and sometimes they'll be like, I missed a call from somebody? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
I've never talked to you in my life. Why am I video chat you, bro? Yeah,
just trying to see if you'd answer.
What are you doing? People that do not use their turn signals.
Or they're just in the right lane and they're going straight and they're not turning.
Oh my gosh. If you're in this fast lane and you babysit and get the hell out of the way. Matter of fact, I've seen it too many times. People going like 45 miles per hour on a Texas highway with no one in front of them.
It's a problem.
Come on, man. That's dangerous, bro. What are you doing?
Especially at night.
That's weed.
Something like that.
That's weed. That's weed.
He's probably 10 and 2 in that joint, keeping it together. Sweat coming off his forehead.
Those are the people that see UFOs, though, too.
Yeah, those people that do not use their turn signals and you're trying to get over.
Yeah.
And you just can't get that space because the car behind you will not give you that space.
They
even
won't
though
give you the space.
That's me. Because I know you're trying to get over, but you got to turn that signal on. That's me. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to give it to you, bro. I know what you're doing. Let's see. People that say, man, I hate to bother you, and then ask you something. People.
I do that all the time.
I did that to Jonah Heim the other night.
Hey, man, I hate to bother you, but sit down for a second.
But here's a bother.
Real quick.
What happened to your power last year?
People that tell me bless you when I sneeze. Oh, that's pretty mean, bro. They're looking out for you. Last one. I hate unnecessary ass talking. Get to the point. Some Tolo said.
Yeah. I hate an open sneezer. You know, try to conceal that thing a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to let it out, but let's not just.
Yeah, we don't.
Let's not aim and spray here.
Yeah. You know what? Let me add one.
I started to do that because I used to pinch the nose, and I was told, don't do that. You
break
kill
ribs.
Yourself. So now apparently you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Go bleep yourself, Eric.
Yeah, bro, you can hurt yourself. You're holding in that sneeze. Go ahead, let it go.
But hit it like in the elbow or
no,
something.
No,
you know?
I'm spraying.
I sneeze loud. I sneeze loud, dog. Yeah, I just thought of one, though. When people ask me questions they already know the answer to,
yep.
I can't. Oh. I try not to get frustrated. I do, but they look at you like, hey, man, did you get a haircut? But like, nah, fam. My hair always falls out symmetrically every 2 weeks.
Built different, baby.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. All right, I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I will holla.
Salute. Bravo. Another edition of LA Live in the books every night, 5:40. We are live at the Rangers Toy Drive, and it's going on for another hour. So if you're in Arlington, you still have time to come through the Rangers team shop. Jared Sandler is set to join us here coming up in just a few minutes. Talk about a very eventful day. But there's Cowboys news, guys, as Stephen Jones is signaling what's to come here in the next 5-6 months.
Lovely.
And we'll lead out with that and then get maybe do a chuck wagon, hodgepodge, and so much more coming up at the final hour here on The Fan.